Well, Romy, you've got some Renaissance tickets to give out.
Oh, we better do that. Text 411-923. And this is, we are down to just two.
You have to spell their cheer. You have to properly spell their cheer.
Their cheer. Is that what we did last time?
No, I think we just said, what is it? But it was a lot of misspelled ones.
Oh, well, I can't spell it right. Do you have the correct spelling for us to test this against?
No, but we've got some writing staff that I'm sure can sort that through for us.
Is that what it is? Text that to 411-923.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. The correct way to spell huzzah. Text that to 411-923, and we'll pick a random right winner at the end of the segment. We're down to just two.
Oh, we are.
Each sheet of paper is two adult tickets, and we were giving away in two packs, but this is just one. So it's a set of two. You and your lovely can go enjoy a day at the Renaissance Festival. Compliments of Rosie on the house. Text the proper way to spell huzzah to 411-923, and we'll pick that winner at the end of this programming break before we break down the broadcast equipment and drop that in the mail to you. We also have Saba tickets. If you would like to go to, if you're in Tucson, you know the home show to attend. The only home show there really is the Saba Home Show, Southern Arizona Home Builders Associations. They put it on two times a year, spring and fall. Generally, it's the first week of March. It's the second week of April this year. They have a stack of about 100 tickets that they have given to us. So you can come by the booth. We're in booth 402 today.
420.
What did I say? 402?
402, yeah.
420.
What does that number mean?
I don't ask.
I wonder what that number means.
What does that number mean? Everybody keeps teasing me about that number. I have no idea what they're talking about.
You need to go to the cannabis tent at 108 if you really want to care about 420. And I'm not joking. It is tent 108 over there is the cannabis tent. But we're in booth 420, and all you can get here is a home maintenance calendar, a handshake, and an answer to your home improvement question, and tickets to Saba if you want to attend Saba. Coming up in April, we've got a huge stack. We'll give them to you. I think they're two packs, and they're sets of two. So
we're going to be doing presentations at Saba this year. We'll actually be there all 3 days. And on Friday and Saturday, we'll actually be doing stage demonstrations on 10 things Arizona homeowners do wrong most often. So that's going to be worth coming down to the Saba show just for that. It's things you all do. And it's wrong. And it's 10 of them. So we'll be there actually demonstrating them and having a little bit of fun with everybody. So.
And that is April.
Just in a couple
weeks.
Second
weekend of April.
We'll be back down here soon. Well, your takeaways from today's show. John covered trees in the 8 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour, we moved to windows. Windows have always been kind of one of my soap boxes, and I'm glad that I can bring to you a window manufacturer that I have installed and endorsed and represented and recommended for over 30 years. And there are a lot of window manufacturers out there, but I'll tell you, when it comes to my money, my house, and my clients, we will always recommend the Pella brand of windows. They've got the new Experience Center grand opening that we just went to last week up in North Scottsdale. They've got showrooms, the new showroom down in Chandler. They've got one that they're just relocating down in Tucson. So yeah, they've got the right product for the right price point in each category, in spite of what you're looking for, regardless what you're looking for.
And we just got an email that's going to be very common thread. It always is as the summer months come up. My neighbor bought so-and-so and saved 40% off his utility bill. Will I get the same result? Well, yeah. I can tell you, if there was one product that saved everyone 40% off their utility bills, everyone would already have it. People tend to embellish things. They want their decision and their investment to pay off. So they may overlook a few things to sell themselves that they did, in fact, spend their money correctly. the first thing I would do is ask that neighbor, are you willing to provide your utility bills from last year to this year so we can compare
to somebody
kilowatt use.
To somebody that knows how to study them.
And time of use and your overall cost. What we're probably going to find out is if there was a 40% savings, it was just off of his cooling costs just during the summer. It wasn't 40% year-round. But even 40% off of cooling costs on one product's a pretty hard stretch. So there's some other things we've got to dig into deeper. Don't let somebody tell you in a shotgun statement they're saving 40% on their utility bill from one cheap investment. That's just not... If it existed, everyone would have it. Stop and question it. Visit RosieOnTheHouse.com for questions about your home, castle, or cabin between now and next Saturday. We'll be back in studio with Done Right Windows and our On the House Hour. Jay Harper will be in the Outdoor Living Hour. And then, of course, our Open Home Hour.